The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
I mean, this is just a real moment for me. I'm going to try not to get emotional, but I already am. I love you guys. I love you. I got a few people to thank. First of all, the Kroenke family, Joe Sakic, Chris McFarland for bringing me in and believing in us as coaches that we can get the job done. It's amazing, and I appreciate that level of commitment and trust and patience and all that. I mean, amazing. I mean, they gave me my first chance.
Bond. I just lost a lot of respect. I mean, can we keep playing Bond music after that? Bubble Fest?
What?
Crying all over the place.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't expect it from him.
This guy has had to be a rock for 6 years.
Yeah.
He's had to be a rock. He has had to project calm. He has had to project patience.
Mm-hmm.
He has had to project, hey, don't worry, we're fine. Hey, don't worry about the Vegas collapse. We'll learn from it. We'll be better. Don't worry, any little hiccups that we encounter during the playoffs, we're good. We're good. That takes, clearly, what we just heard yesterday,
mm-hmm.
clearly takes its toll. And then when you get to a moment like yesterday, perhaps primed a little bit by a couple of cold ones.
Yes.
It just comes out, man. It just comes out, and once it starts to come out, you can't stop it.
Listen,
We've all been there.
I've told you many times before, I have emotional incontinence.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can't watch a Disney movie without breaking down in
tears. Sure, sure.
I just didn't expect it from him. Like, that wasn't.
It was jarring.
Right, that was not Daniel Craig as Bond. That was Rowan Atkinson or whatever that guy's name is, Mr. Bean or whatever his name is. You know, playing the fake Bond character
uh-huh.
that's just a bumbling idiot.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not used to bed. All right, I'm going to give Bednar a pass. Because of
enormity. Once we're back to next season,
he's going to be back to Bond-esque.
No problem. But all right.
It was just hard for me.
It was hard for me. It's stunning to hear him like that. It's first stunning to hear him like that, but mm-hmm. then I feel nothing but empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, want to mock him.
No, I'm not
No. You just called it what'd you call it? A bumble fest?
Yeah, I just was
That's mocking.
I just was.
You're so mean.
I thought, you know what?
You hate Jared Bednar.
The vision I had was, you know, when Frank the Tank, after he debated, like, he's just, or no, after, I don't know what it was, but he was like, oh, I'm so cold. Don't go to the light, big guy. Don't go to the light. All right.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Show me the money! Show me the money!
All right. We knew that Nikola Jokic was going to get paid. This was something that started to surface during the playoffs that soon after the season ended, he was going to sign not a max deal.
Right.
The super max.
Super duper max.
This is a super duper duper max deal. 5 years. $270 million.
Wow.
Great cash, homie.
Add on what he's already playing on this current contract. He's now tied to the Nuggets for the next six seasons for $303 million.
Yes. And he's worth every last penny.
Where's the Joker from again? What?
Serbia. What do you buy in Serbia for $303
million? You buy whatever the heck you want.
Cabbage farm.
More horses.
Those little tiny wagons behind it.
You can have a gold-plated chariot. Whatever he drives around. Those little buggies.
Right.
Yeah, gold-plated.
You can do whatever
Nothing
you
but
want.
The best.
Gosh. Good for him, man. He's phenomenal.
I mean, think about that. Think about what's going on in this city right now. That Nikola Jokic, the two-time reigning MVP, just signed a contract worth $270 million, and it's almost like, by the way, in addition to everything else going on, this little note, Nikola Jokic just signed a $270 million deal. Fun times right now. Fun times. Yeah. Next on The Morning Brew.
Here comes Chris Paul. The lob.
Yeah, so this one was a little surprising. We knew the Nuggets needed a backup center, but DeAndre Jordan? I mean, I don't know. DeAndre Jordan, I'm gonna steal a line that you like to use a lot. Has DeAndre Jordan retired and not told anybody?
Right, I didn't even know he was still playing.
I'm in my prime.
Isn't he always hurt?
He's always hurt, or he's just one of those guys that teams carry around his salary, you know, until it's like an expiring deal, and then they just pay him not to play. The guy played 48 games this past season.
Who did he play for this last season?
The Lakers in Philly. He you know, over the last couple of seasons, last year he only averaged about 13 minutes per game. I mean, I get it. You're only looking for 13 minutes per game. You're not looking for much, but I don't know. Why not Boogie? Why not bring back Boogie? Boogie was playing on 10-day contracts last year. Yeah. You're telling me that Boogie is all of a sudden going to be going out there and getting big dollars? Maybe he is. Maybe he did so well here. Maybe the Nuggets did such a good job of using Boogie, he's going to be able to, you know, parlay that into a pretty good deal, and the Nuggets just didn't want to pay it.
Plus, his name is Boogie.
It is Boogie.
Which is cool.
It is cool.
So, just on name value alone, Boogie's way better than Jordan, DeAndre Jordan.
I mean, is there really any difference between DeMarcus and DeAndre?
No,
but DeMarcus has a better nickname.
Right. What is his nickname?
I don't think he has one. Maybe we got to get to work on that. Hey, we figured on Pucksville, USA.
Did we, or Hattrick City?
Or Hattrick City. Okay.
Those are the two front runners right now.
Okay. Next on The Morning Brew.
I gotta get out of here.
This is not good news. USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten, because that makes perfect sense.
Right.
And we just gotta accept the fact now. There are no more regional rivalries. There are no conferences based on geographical lines. It's just a free for all, and it's pretty clear now. You either have to get into the rapidly increasing SEC or the rapidly increasing Big Ten, or you are left out in the cold. That means the Pac-12. That means the ACC.
And think about
that. That means the Big 12. So what does it mean
What's your biggest draw in the Pac-12 now? They go in 2024. What's your draw there?
Oregon,
Oregon State?
Seriously.
Cal?
No, the Pac-12's done.
Stanford, they pack in 6,000 per game.
Pac-12's done. And so you'll probably see a couple more Pac-12 teams exit for the Big Ten or SEC. So now it's just a matter of where all the scraps go. And that includes CU. So is it back to the Big 12? Is it to the Mountain West? The landscape of college football is such now that if you are not in the SEC or Big Ten, you are now at the kids' table.
Stay in the Pac-12. CU. You can probably be 500.
Man.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah. I knew this was coming. You could see this coming a mile away, but my thought was you'd have maybe four mega conferences.
Right.
And then it was just a matter of trying to get into one of those four. Now it's two.
Hey, you know, I still have some connections in the Big Sky.
Where is Idaho going to go?
Idaho's in the... You think they'll move up to SEC? Or...
They could probably join maybe the Pac-12.
Maybe the Pac-12. They were in the Pac-12 originally.
Well, it might...
I think it was the Pac-2 or it, 6 it, or it something
might,
like
there
that.
Might be a spot for them.
Yeah.
That'll do it for The Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.